forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, presented by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know Delco got it last week. You brought it home.
Run the board again. Let's go.
Yeah, you still seem miserable.
No, it's just we're going off vibes, baby. I told you last week was the first week we went off vibes, not data, and it worked. So we're going to keep doing that. We had Bryson DeChambeau to win. We, of course, had Justin Thomas to miss the cut.
Yep.
Super easy.
Yeah, you did. I did not.
Then we had Russell Henley top 20. So,
did he? Did he end up in the top 20?
He ended up in like the top 7.
The weird thing was with that tournament and how hard it was, obviously, there was people at like plus 6 that were like number 22. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. So I kind of checked out like past the leaderboard once it got to like the plus 1 to plus 90 over there.
Didn't have to worry about that dead heat bullshit because he was firmly in the top 20. So
good.
Let's go, Russell.
Yeah. Proud of you, Russell. That might be one of your picks next week. Perhaps. I don't know.
This week?
Yeah.
Maybe. No, actually no.
Okay.
No.
There's a lot of people out there picking Russell Henley this week.
Yeah. And, he'll firmly be in the top 20 again.
Yeah, he won't win. He won't win. I wanted to ask you about Tiger's lifetime exemption here for all majors.
Why not?
With that? Yeah.
Yeah. Do it for Phil too.
I agree.
Do it for legends of the game.
Yeah. Well, they used to. Was this something that wasn't new? Like, I don't really get it.
No, it's existed. Like they did it for Palmer and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every golf tournament that I've been to, usually, you know, Jack or Arnie will come out and play, you know, play shitty, obviously, one round, two rounds tops, and then they'll get out of there. But I have zero problem with this. I still just wish he didn't fucking, you know, drive his car off a cliff.
It was the 30-year anniversary of June 17th, 1994.
Was it really?
2 days ago, yeah.
God damn it, man. 30 years since he did that?
OJ.
Oh, OJ.
But that documentary, it's one of my favorite ESPN 30 for 30s.
Yeah.
Where they cover the Rangers Stanley Cup parade,
Knicks.
Arnold Palmer playing the U.S. Open.
Yes.
There's like a whole thing besides OJ.
Yeah, no, there was a ton of shit going on, but I didn't know that the juice got you that amped up. I thought that was just me.
It's weird because the juice is so oversaturated, but I still think we're sleeping on how big of a story that is. Like, so many people talked about it, so many different documentaries, different TV shows have covered it, but it's still insane. It's an insane story.
It is. It changed the course of paparazzi, court TV, television. The salacious news as we know it, that was it. That was the beginning of it.
But that documentary, that 30 for 30, I think is the best piece of content about OJ. Just because there's no narration, it's just clip after clip after clip.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that's the 10-part one that ended up winning the Oscar was really fucking good, but you have to be super into it.
Yeah,
it was
not that into it.
It was 14 hours. I watched every single stitch of it. I loved it. I loved all of it. I still can't get enough of it today. And that's still one of the first questions I'm going to ask when I go to heaven is, hey, show me the juice footage. I want to see if you did it.
Well, we're going to go with guys that had the juice this week.
Okay. I like that segue.
Yeah, we're going off. We're going off vibes again.
Who you got here this week to win?
This week, we're going off a man that started to play some good golf on Sunday, Sam Burns.
Don't do it.
Low key.
Don't do it.
32 to 1. Why not? Of course, rising global superstar, according to Netflix's, whatever their diet. What was that show?
Full Swing.
Full Swing. Tom Kim, 42 to 1. Also known as Joo Hung Kim, if you're looking on my bookie.
Okay.
I don't know why they don't just put his American name.
I don't get it either. But with Tom Kim, it's interesting. Did you watch him on Full Swing?
No, I didn't really watch it. I watched the DJ episode and that was it.
So if you're a golf fan and you're just looking at a leaderboard, you don't really know these people, and you're going off of talent, Tom Kim is your dude, right? After I watched that Full Swing doc, I was like, ah, shit, I don't think I can bet on him again. Just because he's so dorky.
Yeah.
The nerd in high school.
He is 21 or whatever. So,
but no one wants to hang out with him in real life. And it's it kind of made me sad.
He's the adopted foreign student, like exchange student.
Oh, it's identical.
Yeah.
He's Long Duck Dong.
Because he's like hanging out with like Jordan Spieth's family.
16 Candles. Yeah. It's weird, man. And the, hey guys, it's me. Hey guys, wait up. Hey guys. You're just like, holy shit, man. Just keep it together, bro.
And he's named after Thomas the Tank Engine for his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Who else you got up next?
And then we're going with a ticket that's just going to lose. I know it. But he'll be in the mix on Sunday. He might even be leading the tournament. And you'll be a little excited. You'll be a little jazzed up, a little juiced. And he'll immediately be out of the tournament within three holes on Sunday. Like, he'll go bogey, bogey, par.
Uh-huh.
And that's Shane Lowry at 64 to 1.
I love him, though. God damn it. He's a fun guy to watch. You know what made me love him was Full Swing. I love that's the polar opposite. Shane Lowry and Tom Kim. I love Shane Lowry. It'd be great if he won this fucking thing.
Be a great lad to get a pint with.
Yeah.
After a win, of course.
Yeah.
But maybe he'll get it done this week. Who knows? Travelers. It's a weird kind of elevated event after a major. Liv's also doing a thing in Nashville this week. I would hate to be on pretty much any tournament if you were in the mix at the U.S. Open. It just seems like such a downer after a major.
I know. It's like going from a supermodel to a four, and you're just like, well, here's fucking Becky.
Just slump buster, you know?
Yeah.
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 Still a lot of money. A
lot of money, and that's what we're here for, is to make money.
Rory's not even planning this. He's like, I'm going to take a couple weeks off.
He's taking 3 or 4 weeks off. He should. He really should. He needs to figure out his life with Amanda Baleonis down in the Keys.
Not. I think she's got her own thing going on right now.
Okay.
Had the week off. Was clearly doing her thing. She's recently divorced. She's getting after it. Top 10 this week, of course, you have to. It's his tournament. It's Keegan Bradley.
Yeah.
Everything's going to go right for him this week. His Boston Celtics won the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
He's going to cash a fat check top 10.
He's
plus 390 for a top 10, so $200 there. That's the majority of our budget.
He's as boring as that Celtics team is. So, yeah, it would make sense. He might even win the whole goddamn thing.
He could, but I don't want that. So.
Me neither.
Top 10's enough for me.
Yeah.
I have to hold my nose to do that. Then top 20's on JT Poston, Tom Hoagie. One of these, like, come on, show up, dude.
Hoagie Fest.
Austin Eckroat, Matthew Pavon, who... I'm just going to ride that little heater he's got going on. And then Cam Davis.
Sure.
Cam Davis for a top 20 is plus 400. He hasn't been playing great, but maybe we'll turn it around this week.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm going with some people that have been playing well lately, just not winning. I'm going to go back to the well here with Victor Hovland at 18 to 1. Mm-hmm. He's got to win one of these fucking things this year. He's too good not to. So I don't really get it. Is he hurt or something?
No, he's getting back with his old swing coach, Joe Mayo. He's going through some transitions. He's always in his head, always trying to change his swing, always trying to evolve. He needs to stop, you know, tinkering and just realize he's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a guy who finished top five last week. I hate him, but I've won on him in the past, and I'll probably win on him this week.
Okay. I know where you're going.
Patrick Cantlay.
He's going
to
win.
20 to 1.
I know he's going to win this week. Cantlay's going to win the Travelers, so it's a great pick. I just can't. I can't root for him. I just can't do it.
I know you can't, and I hate him. But I love money more than I like people, so sorry. I'm going with Patrick Cantlay. And then my last pick, God, this guy's been, I feel like every fucking top 20 he's been there. I'm going with Sepp Straka these beats, dude. Sepp Straka at 45-1. I think he'll break through on one of these weird weeks. And a lot of these guys have been plus 40 or above for the non-majors. So I had to throw one in the mix here this week. So I'm going to go with Sepp Straka at 45-1.
Definitely raised his floor. He won the Honda a couple years back. And then, you know, he was on the Ryder Cup team last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. One more time with your picks.
So Sam Burns to win, Tom Kim to win, and Shane Lowry at 64-1, all to win. Top 10s on Keegan Bradley, and a top 20 on JT Poston, Tom Hoagie, Austin Eckroat, Matthew Pavon, even though I hate the way he spells Matthew. It's very French of him.
Yeah.
And Cam Davis.
I'm going with Patrick Cantlay at 20-1. I'm going with Victor Hovland at 18-1, and Sepp Straka at 45-1. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.